Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and today's show is actual sound baths from our conference that is coming up November 13th to the 17th. And we're going to be actually playing a lot of overtone and throat singing. So we're just going to get freaking high today, right? That's our goal. Just everybody on the planet freaking high. That's our goal. Our intention for today's show. Before we start, though, let me tell you about some things going on at the Institute. First of all, we've got a sound bath here in an hour. If you're around, you could still come in. I think we got about one or two spots still open with, We've got that with Vincent Moon. He's got a really amazing voice, and he plays Native American flute as well. And then we've got our online sound treatment center, where you can get a treatment with the best sound quality, way better than Zoom. And we've got a lot of practitioners you can choose from. They have videos you can watch, which is just fun on its own. And then get a one-on-one treatment with perfect sound. We've trained them on miking and everything. And then also, if you happen to be a sound practitioner, you can actually sign up and become a practitioner, and we'll train you on how to do miking for online. Then we've got our free sound healing workshop and open house coming up Sunday, December 8th here at the Institute in Sausalito. It's how sound works physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, with many heart-opening sound meditations. And then we put everybody on the sound table and sound lounge and go through how sound works. It's just, it's really, nobody wants to leave after 4 hours. Then we've got our in-person classes certificate program here in Sausalito. You could jump in now, but the next big semester, full semester, begins January 22nd. Although it's half online, so you could definitely jump into the online part right now, even if you wanted to wait till January for the 3.5 month program here. The 3.5 month program is like a couple nights a week, and then the online is a couple nights and then Saturdays, but it's not ever this all the same. I mean, it's not like 5 days a week, right? So you can find that on our site in the online classes for just online starts November 7th. And then we have a recording program. We just need one more person. We can start that program. And it's all about recording, mixing, and producing. I wrote the number one selling books in sound, in audio recording, The Art of Mixing and The Art of Producing. The Art of Mixing, I've sold now 100,000 copies, and I've got 3 million views on YouTube. And it's really the best book. It shows visuals of mixes. It's the best book for learning mixing in the field. And The Art of Producing book is also really good as well. I also wrote The Complete Guide to Sound Healing, the number one sound healing book. So I give you a really cool perspective on how to incorporate some really psychedelic and totally cool things to get people really high within your recordings, within your music, and the way you actually mix as well. We also have our voice analysis software available. The next training is December 1st. Buy it by November 24th, and you can join the training. You can also get an assessment for $85. We have a list of different issues corresponding to different notes missing in your voice. And this is based on 20 years of research in hospitals and therapy centers. So it's got a really good scientific basis behind it. And the remedy is you then listen and tone along, sing any vowel in the note that you're missing to get it back in your system. It's all about getting a nice balance of frequencies and notes in your whole system so energy flows, just like vitamin therapy. You get a nice balance of all the vitamins so energy flows. Right? We also have the brain wave assessment software that we sell where you can actually test somebody with 12 notes and 12 rhythms and see which one makes them the most peaceful and calm. Normally, the person you're testing knows already. And then you give them CDs in Delta for sleep, Theta for creativity and oneness, Alpha for learning and sports and presence, and Beta for overcoming ADHD, and Gamma for blissing out. All tuned precisely to that person's brain, which has been shown to be way better than if you just listen to binaural beats and brainwave entrainment on YouTube. In fact, that can actually be detrimental if it's not tuned to you. So it's really good for depression, PTSD, anxiety, especially good for anxiety. Also good for dementia and autism, and the best for traumatic brain injuries. So those are the events coming up. You can check out our site for all of our classes. If you go to soundhealingcenter.com, then you can go to the Globe Institute. And then we also have our store with over 400 products. We've got crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, tuning forks. We've got over 150 CDs that I've created. We've got videos from nature. We've got also a full range of vibroacoustics, which are sound lounges that vibrate you into bliss, sound tables, sound vests, sound pods, and also pillows and dolphins that vibrate. They're really good for pain, but especially good for overcoming anxiety and depression and things like that. Then we got our sound treatments, our therapy center, which is treatments here in Sausalito besides the sound therapy center. Sound treatment center, which is online. So the Sound Therapy Center is here, and we got over a dozen treatments you can check out. And then we have the Research Foundation with the Medical Sound Association and the actual, where we got over 1,000 doctors creating treatment plans for different issues, really detailed treatment plans, and the Sound Education Association for kids. We've got over 2,500 exercises for kids from 3 months all the way up to 18 years, and we're getting a grant to take it into schools and create schools around the world. We're talking about a new medical system and a new educational system. That's all. And we're getting full-on funding in the next couple of weeks to be able to do all of this. Okay. So soundhealingcenter.com. You can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com or call us at 415-777-2486. Okay. So let's check out the Globe Sound Healing Conference. Coming up November 13th to the 17th, it's free. It's our 17th International Sound Healing Conference. We got a full range of presenters, and it's really, really excellent. It seems like the main theme this round that kept coming up was how to become more intuitive. So I had a lot of people talking about that. Kind of the main thing everybody talks about is just going to a place of peace, which is not only good for intuition, it's good for all organs go into alignment. It's good for your immune system. You're more creative there, and it's a portal to other dimensions where you're one with the universe. I mean, all of this is well known physiologically, that when you're at peace, your whole body works better. And we are masters of peace, not only getting you to a place of peace, but getting you there with no work, right? I mean, meditation's a little work, right? Even going on a hike's a little work. That's really excellent for getting you to a place of peace. There's a full range of things you can do. Here, it's no work. It's music and sound. It's fun, right? So we have sound baths before each presentation, or sometimes in the presentation. We've got my overview of how sound works at all levels of reality, of frequencies, timbres, musical intervals, musical flows, and energy and intention. And then Michelle Newman, she's from another dimension. She comes in and talks about other realms of consciousness and how to get there. And then Carolee, she actually had a near-death experience and now uses music to bring people into higher states of consciousness. She's a total light being herself. Sonia is our instructor here at the Institute. Sonia has one of the best voices I've ever heard in my life. She is unbelievable, super powerful, super soft, super sweet, really excellent. And she's really just excellent at teaching how to do voice work and how to use your voice. And then we've got on Friday, Carsten Spencer. Carsten's a good friend of mine. He is actually, I guess, what do you call it? A preacher, or I don't guess you don't call it preacher, at a church. And he's actually goes through and does sound with different activations and chakras. And then Anna Maria, which we're going to play a little bit here. Anna Maria is a master overtone singer. She's incredible, and we'll be listening to her. She also talks about how overtone singing works in the mouth. And they actually did an MRI on her and showed exactly what was going on in the mouth. We'll show you a little bit of that today. Three Trees is a shaman. He teaches how to be a shaman. It's a deep process, and he's really got a lot of wisdom he shares. Krista Holland is a master drummer, and she talks about drumming around the history of drumming around the world, and then does some drumming. Ellen Weir is a Ellen is oh, let's see, maybe I got them mixed up. Okay, no, Carolee is not. She didn't have the near-death experience. Ellen did. Carolee actually has been doing music production for ages, and is a jazz artist, and actually uses her guitar with Tibetan bowls for healing now. Ellen is the one with the near-death experience, and she takes you through with music through a whole consciousness-raising thing. Michelle and I do a whole thing on sound for dementia. And we play the 40 Hertz song that I came up with, which you can get for free on our site now. But Michelle has now done a bunch of research on exactly how that helps with dementia. And then we present exactly what we've been doing for the last year at the Dementia Center in Napa, and then show our new site, soundfordementia.com. Carol Lynn is a master at, she's a medical intuitive, but she talks about how to open your whole system to more intuition. And then Jan Jorgensen, she used to teach here. She goes through using the voice. She's really, really fun and powerful. And then Jonathan Quentin, I'm going to play a little bit of that probably today, is a probably the best sacred geometry visuals in the world. They are the most psychedelic and coolest ever. Okay. He's just a master at sacred geometry. And then we've got Jeff Karp, who is a doctor and talks about how to energize your mind and body. It's very cool. And then Vicki Dodd, who is just finished her book, Awakening the Audible Body. Vicki teaches at our institute. She, as we always say about Vicki, she's a wise one. She's been doing sound healing for about 60 years. It's really amazing. Doing Jeffrey Thompson, oh my God, Jeffrey is like the top researcher in the world on brainwave entrainment with sound and rhythms. And when we get talking, we just can't stop. It's really, really fun. He's really a creative guy trying to help the planet. Matthew Cosell is a overtone singer, throat singer, and he's going to be, I'm going to play some of him today. He's like so cool. Eliana Gilad is has been working with kids and also ancient Mediterranean therapeutic singing. And then we got Barry Goldstein, who's worked with a lot of famous people, and he's a really amazing musician. And he goes into how music and using music in the heart and creating brain coherence. And then the last presentation is mine. It's the sound for grief. It's really important. There's so many things people are grieving every day, right? The loss of something every day. And it's really incredible with sound to be able to get yourself back to a place of gratitude and peace and stillness instead of grief. Grief is not bad, just don't hang out there forever, right? Okay. Okay, so that's our conference. You can sign up at globesoundhealingconference.com. And again, it's free. And hope to see you there. So let's play some of the sound baths from the conference. I want to start with Anna Maria Hefele. She's in Europe and has been doing overtone singing, actually has millions of views on her YouTube. But she's really quite creative with some really interesting musicians. And let me go ahead and play her video from her opening. Okay, here we go. Full view. And here comes, check this out. Wow, huh? Oh my God. It's so cool. Okay. I want to play another little piece from her, which is actually on YouTube. And it's with these chimes that are laid out in a grid that is mathematically set up to show all of the musical intervals in a geometric pattern. There's one of our previous instructors. What's her name? Her last name is Hunt. She actually created a whole physical device, like a little keyboard with all these different buttons all over it in geometrical patterns to play different intervals. And it makes it much easier to play than a piano. But they've laid it out with chimes. And then she does the overtone singing with that as well. So check this out. This is really cool. Conference, we had a little discussion about why is it that overtone singing gets people so high? Because it often is triggers something really amazing. And she was saying, just the fact that you're looking at them and the person, and there's higher frequencies coming, even often multiple frequencies coming out of their voice that you've never heard before. That's just a trip right there. But also, just the fact that all of the harmonics, the frequencies that make up a sound, are mathematical multiples. What that means is if the main note is 100 hertz, then all the other frequencies that make up that sound are 200, 300, 400, 500. It's 1 times 2 times 3 times 4 times whatever the fundamental is, multiplied times 1 times 2 times 3 times 4 times 5 times, and so forth. Right. So that mathematical structure is in the distance between the planets. It's in the distance of electron shells around the nucleus of atoms. It's in the vertebrae in your back. It's also in The auras, according to Fabian Mamon, and I wouldn't doubt it's in the chakras, it's also at the quantum level. Energy jumps from one level of matter jumps from one level of energy to another based on 1 times, 2 times, 3 times, 4 times. So whenever you actually tune in and actually resonate this harmonic structure, which is exactly what she's doing, you're tapping into all of nature in a really big way. Nature that actually a mathematical pattern that helps build our body, even. Not even our body, but the whole universe. So I think there's that aspect that taps us into another level. It could be those frequencies are going right into your pituitary and hypothalamus and pineal gland, which are really high frequencies, and triggering them, because the pituitary, hypothalamus are the third eye, and the pineal gland is the crown chakra. That could be what's going on. But regardless, it gets you quite high. Let me play for you another example, a different presenter doing overtone and throat singing. Generally, they're basically overtone and throat singing. Normally, both are about actually resonating a frequency between the tongue and the roof of the mouth. Actually, let me show you this. We go into it in detail in the conference, but just let me show it to you briefly on her. Oh, I closed her video. Okay, here's her. I gotta go find it here. Okay, so Anna Hefeletta. Okay. Okay, so in this video at 3443, here we go. Okay. Here we have actual images. And so she did real-time MRI on her voice when she was singing the different frequencies. And this is really cool because what it's showing here, I'll just show it really briefly because we go into detail in the conference. So we've got 1,000 to 3,200. 1,000 is low frequency that's resonating between here and here. But look at 1,360 and 1,359. That distance is shorter. So it's really the distance. This is the tongue. This is the tongue right there. And it's the distance, but this is actually the tongue right there. And the distance between the top of the tongue to the roof of the mouth resonates a particular frequency. So here's a much higher frequency. Let's see if we go a little further here and see more of this. 34, oh, I guess not. 3443. Okay, let's see if I can find it here. Oh, I'm one minute off. Okay. Okay, yeah, so here we see the actual, well, yeah, here's a higher frequency, and it's a shorter distance. So, yeah, whenever you have parallel walls, it will turn a volume of a frequency up. It's called acoustical resonance, and it really just shows exactly how it's working here. When you do throat singing, you're also resonating a lower frequency in the back of your throat at the same time that you're resonating this high frequency between your tongue and the roof of the mouth. So that's called overtone singing, where throat singing just adds in the lows as well. Okay. If you want to check that out, we get into way more detail in the conference. Now here's Matthew Cosell that does throat singing, which includes overtone singing. So check this out. This one's also going to get you quite high. Okay, enjoy. told you we're gonna get high. Okay. Okay, just another one of throat singing with Buku. Buku was in our conference last year. This one's on YouTube. Check this one out. It's from Mongolia. Okay, enjoy. Thank you.
No one.
That's Gavin News.
Wow, huh? Oh my God. That was so effective for me. Okay. So I've got another recording. Let's see here. I'll just show you a second of Jonathan Quinton, and then next time we'll show you much more. So this is the sacred geometry that I was telling you about, some of the coolest sacred geometry ever. In his presentation in the conference, he actually explains how he mathematically does this. We're using just triangles, cubes, and pentagons. And it's really interesting. It makes you realize that you could actually do it and be really creative with all the different all the different patterns and even all the different coloring. Even the coloring makes it completely different. We even had the kids actually drawing the flower of life with a compass. We just draw a bunch of circles and you get the flower of life, and then they got to color it in. Oh my God, they just loved it. And then we talked about how that flower of life is throughout nature as well and throughout the whole universe. So let me play just a couple of minutes of this, which again, we'll check out in detail of this whole presentation in the conference. Okay, here comes. Just on radio, you're missing it. You have to watch the whole video on the site, bbsradio.com. Okay, so that's Jonathan Quinton, and he goes into that in more detail in the conference. I want to end with a little sound bath that I did, which will probably be boring after all these incredible throat and overtone singers, but it's got a nice ending and nice energy, so enjoy this. This is my sound bath for the conference. It's actually the beginning sound bath. Okay, enjoy. Hi there. Welcome to our 17th. Oh, let me fast forward here. Okay. Enjoy. Thank you. coolest part about that is the jet that flew over at the end, perfectly in tune with the song. At a perfect time. That was the actual jet flying over. Oh my God. That's so funny. It cracks me up every time I hear that. So, again, our intention is that everybody gets freaking high, right? When you're high, there's no more depression, no more PTSD, no more anxiety. Just get freaking high. I think we did it this time. So hold that energy the rest of the evening, the weeks ahead, months ahead, years ahead, and lifetimes. Thanks for listening. Take care.